Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? You want to sit here? Bring your chair right here. Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. We are excited to be here with you on this evening, as this is the last Wednesday in October. Our year is coming to an end quickly. And so why don't we verify who's on the line, begin to prepare for worship music, and then we will pray. Are you watching your hands? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Here's the growth and development, and we are here waiting to hear a word from the Lord and waiting to give him our praise and our worship and to let our request be laid known unto him. We are coming into his gates with thanksgiving and entering into his courts with praise because he is an awesome, majestic, and magnificent Lord God and King. We thank you for taking our time to come to fellowship with the saints of Labors for Christ Word Life Center as we praise and in prayer and worship and petition and teaching in and to and for the Word of God. We want to remind everybody of some announcements that are going forth this week. Today, actually, if you desire to get your rooms for the experience through the apostle, you must contact her today. That deadline to get your rooms through the apostle is today. You can reach her at 773-779-2900, after the broadcast. Praise the Lord. And then if you desire to get those rooms, you can contact directly, you must call today. There's no more direct registration with the hotel. You must go through the apostle. For the 2019 LFC Redemptive Restorative Healing Experience, we ask that you come out and have an experience with him as put forth in Matthew 25:6. It's going to start November 14th, which is 2 weeks away, and go through Sunday the 17th at the DoubleTree Suites and Hotel Conference Center in 2111 Butterfield Road, and that's in Downers Grove, Illinois. You don't want to miss this. We want to make ourselves available
to the invitation that God sends to us to join him in intimate, loving encounters that reveal the mysteries of heaven and give us a glimpse into the power that is behind the strategy of our victory. And so we need to understand some things that we've never seen before and that we've never known before and that is being shared with us in this season. And we must understand it with the new mind that comes from the new wine that God has released in this house. And so we are excited about you being drawn to the inner chamber of the Lord God Almighty. He is waiting for us. As the song was saying, we're waiting for him. We put it all else is put aside and set aside, and he is being honored and sought as the only true and living God, and then the only one that truly matters, because when it's all said and done, and Christ breaks through the cloud on his white horse in victory, we will understand it better by and by, but we will also realize that a lot of things we had that had priorities in our life, they're not even a vapor anymore. But we understand the glory of God on our life. Well, hallelujah. So we want to also remind everyone of this weekend, there is the conference that in Toledo. A prophet has shared with us, you know, if you want a road trip, you need to come out to their summit in Toledo. Also, we have Pastor D'Altro Ford is in collaboration with other ministries bringing forth a event that's happening this weekend. You want to contact the saints and get connected to those things that have been prepared for you to feast on from the Lord. And then we want to remind you that this week the hour falls back. So we get another hour. Hallelujah. So church does start at 2:30, and yet we can still sleep in an hour longer. The time falls back. Fall ahead, fall behind, spring forward. So this weekend, the time falls back. So at this point, we want to open up the lines for prayer, and we want to remember those that are in bereavement, those that are struggling in this season with emotional and spiritual challenges. And we want to upgird one another in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring truth that frees the saints from the bondages of depression and discouragement. And so we want to open it up in prayer and turn it into the hands of the leaders of Work the Labors for Christ.
Amen. Is there anybody that feels glad to pray this evening?
I pray, Apostle.
Amen.
Father God, we come thanking you, Father, for another day that you blessed us, Father God, another day that you put breath in our bodies. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a mind, Father God, to focus on you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being our great deliverer. Thank you for being our Savior, Lord God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just are grateful. for everything that you brought us through, everything that you've been taking us through, the things we understand, the things that we haven't understand. We just want to thank you that you're just turning our hearts more back to you. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit of us. Thank you for leading us into your truth, Father God, that we can put off the things that are not of you, Father God, more and more, Father God. Thank you for your word, your living word. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to draw together and near to you, Father God, in your unity, Father God, in unity of the faith, Father God, unity, Father God, of your kingdom, that your kingdom come in us, Father God, that we will walk and be and live, Father God, in the way that you want us to live, Father God, in an intricate, unified people, Father God, of your kingdom. We really thank you for another day, God. We honor you. Honor you, Lord God, for just being so awesome and working things out, Father God, for our good. We just really are grateful, Father God, for you turning us to us and you just having us in the palm of your hand, Father God. And, Father God, we can't be plucked out of your hand, Father God. Thank you for just always being there for us, Lord God, keeping us, Father God. We just thank you for your chastisement, Father God. We don't like it. We don't understand it all the time. But thank you that, as the woman of God said, we will understand it better by and by. So it's an honor, Father God, to come together collectively with the saints on the line, Father God, in the spirit, Father God. And we just truly thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Father God, for healing our brokenness, Lord God, and putting us back together and making us every bit whole. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Next.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else that would like to pray? All right. Well, amen. Thank you, Sister Arnett, for opening us up in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Overseer, for our announcements. May we definitely govern ourselves accordingly. So, we ready to talk about them wineskins and those seven and those mountains? I trust the people have their life assignment ready to share, right? We have our life assignments ready to share, probably. All right, so who's online and ready to share their assignment? As you all have been making the correlation of the mountains, and as we have been making reference to how that fits in with new wine, and new wine skins, or new wine skin, excuse me, and the great exchange, being willing to let go and let go of those old wine skin, and just, you know, we keep using those terms, but to just be willing to have our minds renewed and upgraded, and our way of thinking enhanced and elevated to what God, to where God is at, where He is at, and what He is doing now. Amen. So, as we, let me get this scripture, and let's have some fun, carefully. I don't know, it's just the internet. Okay, we are having some technical difficulties, but all is not lost. Okay, well, actually, if you can hear us, we need you to respond as we are trying to get reconnected. If you can hear us, if you can respond, that would be great. We so appreciate that.
You're clear on my side.
Okay. Thank you, Evangelist Katie. I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to assume if Evangelist Katie can hear us, the other 10 or so people online can hear us. So we're just going to go from there. All right.
Sharing, and you know, as the Lord, we ended with you basically last week sharing with us, Evangelist Katie. Have you seen any more revelation given to you by God regarding your process?
Honestly, I haven't slown down enough to even. To even listen. It's a busy season on my job, so these 12-hour days have been a little brutal.
Amen. Amen. And you know, that's something for us to even look at that aspect of our lives, because it's very real. It's very real that life happens and challenges, things come up in our life that cause us to put on the back burner, if you will, those things to do with the kingdom. And not that we disregard them, but we do have a responsibility to those things that God has given us a place of authority and of influence in. And so how do we really balance that out? How do you balance that out? So when you have a week that's very challenging on a physical level, you know, professionally, how do you balance out that keeping the Lord as top priority? Anybody? Because that's what we have to do because of going into these mountains of influences. We're going to be very much involved in the natural things that are going on in life, but it is our challenge is to bring God in the forefront of those natural things so that people, it will become natural to do it kingdom-minded. Do we have any school teachers or anybody on the line that's a part of this challenging time in our education in Chicago? Oh, that's wonderful. Brother Timothy raised his hand. So what do you think? How do you put God first in school, just going to school, getting up in the morning and dealing with class and math and multiplication? How do you put God first?
Doing everything he tells you to do. Don't start fights. Don't deal with them.
Okay. So how do you remember to not start a fight? You go to school, somebody pushes you. They're in the line, they push you, and they get in front of you. What do you do? What's the first thing you think?
You want to fight them, but mainly just don't tell the teacher.
But why don't you fight them? You can stop eating for a moment and just hear. So why don't you fight them?
That would make God unhappy.
Okay, so you have a thought about God is here. And really in practicing the presence of God is one of the ways that we can bring him into the place of priority while we're dealing with things that are very pressing on us physically, in the physical realm. And that's practicing the presence of God.
and even with new wineskins and a new understanding of how do you do that? How do you practice the presence of God? Anybody?
Okay, Overseer, this is Pastor Rogers.
Yes.
I have a routine schedule that I give God ample amount of time as he requests that we spend time with him. And I try to balance my life that I will make it through one day at a time. So I start off, when I first get up, I go into the washroom and wash my face and anoint myself with oil and pray for wisdom. And then I spend an hour praying and reading. Then I take care of my mom. And then I ask for strength to go out that door. I go to work. I pray that I can meet the needs of other people. And then I return back home and ask God for strength. And as Elder Katie, Minister Katie, what we said, when I try to make it to meet fellowship with the congregation, because that's like strengthens me, I try to schedule my day or myself where I can meet on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday again, and Friday to hear from heaven. I say, when I'm hearing from you all, I consider that hearing from God. So I balance myself that when I get into bed at night, I'll be able to go to sleep and sleep good and wake up and start all over again. And just continuously, you're praying all day, asking God to show you which way to go. So studying not only from the Bible, I study when I'm in traffic. You know, you stay focused on the things of God. When we look around, you're looking for God to show you himself in the sky, the trees that were falling. And I mean, it's just a day. One day at a time, I try to let God come in all day if possible, you know. The flush is going to be the flush. And if I stay focused on my flush, I'll be tired. So I try not to even go that way. And say the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if I can continue to move with joy, because, you know, after we get a certain age, if you stop, you know, it seems like your energy is going to leave. So I try to stay busy, and then I don't even feel the pressures of this world right now. And you know, even that time, I, you know, taking my mom to the doctor and, you know, the other people in the family, and then I have to sometimes at least go for myself. But when you call on the Lord, he say he will answer you. Show you great and mighty things that you know not. So when we can remember what God has said, and I look at to the promises, I try to connect everything that I've learned and put it in with what I've known before, and I add it to my life. See, once I start, I can just keep going because it brings me joy. Even thinking about this new wineskin, because, oh, wow, I've changed, and I know God has changed and shown me a new me. I like the old me, but I like this one better. So even there are certain things in our life that God wants us to do, but he doesn't want us to be afraid. And I was at a point, I don't believe I was afraid, but I was not bold enough. I thought about not hurting other people's feelings. So I kind of had to please people. Now I try to do what God tells me to do, whether I'm pleasing man or not. So it's so much that I've accomplished coming on the line, listening to other people talk, and when we in service, listen to others, you know, I just say the joy of the Lord is my strength now. Probably was rambling,
Amen.
But that's what came out of me.
No. I think that's wonderful because you're sharing what they call it real time. That's what it's like, real time. I want to read this. I want to share this with everyone. It's a word of encouragement. And think of this as Christ talking to us. Come to me, my weary one. Find rest in my refreshing presence. I am always by your side, eager to help you, but sometimes you are forgetful of me. You're easily distracted by the demands of other people. Their expectations can be expressed in ways that are harsh or gentle, guilt-inducing or kind. But if these demands are numerous and weighty, they eventually add up to a crushing load. When you find yourself sinking under heavy burdens, turn to me for help. Ask me to lift those weights from your shoulder and carry them for you. Talk with me about the matters that concern you. Let the light of my presence shine on you so that you can see the way forward. The same light soothes and strengthens you as it soaks into the depth of your being. Let your heart open your heart to my healing, my holy presence. Lift up your hands in joyful adoration, letting my blessings flow freely from you. Take time to rest with me, beloved, and rejoice while I give you my peace. And this is based off of these scriptures and these promises that God has given us out of Matthew 11 and 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burden, I will give you rest. And so we hear those scriptures, but we don't necessarily think of them the way this is shared. You know, we don't think of being the worried and our the heavy burden as being, you know, that report that needs to be finished, or those documents that need to be shared or prepared. We don't often think of them as that line that I have to stand in order to get my lunch at school, the kids, or go to the bathroom. But sometimes those become burdens and they become heavy when the expectations of other people are laid upon us, and they bring that to our environment. And they have demands. They make demands on us. The rules that exist make demands on us. And sometimes the rules that exist make it difficult for us to honor the presence of God. Because if the rule says, you know, you need to be here by 10, and when you're here, we need you to sit over there and do this and da-da-da-da-da, and you want to practice the presence of God, well, I don't want to leave yet, so I finish this scripture, I read this verse or whatever. And he's saying, talk to me and I'll show you how you can do both. He said, he's letting us know, just bring that thought to me and watch me unfold a new way of addressing these demands and these challenges and these responsibilities that you have. There are so many things that we do have deadlines. They're due by a certain time. They're due in a certain way. And sometimes it's just not enough hours in a day for us to get that done the way we believe that it should be. But if we actually take away from the time to do something that's being required of us by man and just give a tenth of that time, so if it's doing an hour, you give 10 minutes to God and watch what he does, how he can make time, because he's the author of time. He can make it stand still. He did for one of the patriarchs. And he made the sun stand still. And so these are things that God can do. And just in doing that, it's such a powerful, injection. Or like Prophet was talking about, it's that battery charge. It's a surge of energy that then causes
you to become so empowered to do the natural, because now the supernatural, you've been undergirded by it because you gave God the first thought. It says there are, no, that's the wrong one. There are times, you know, when these things happen, you know, we're like, not now, you know, I have to do this and that. And then let us dare to say yes right now for 2 minutes. You know, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it because I want to acknowledge the presence of God. I just want to acknowledge the fact, he says, if you don't do anything, I say, wait a minute. God promised me, I am always by your side. Not only that, he says, I am eager to help you. Eager to help you. So sometimes help is right there, and we're trying to get it done, get it done, get it done. And he said, ooh, hey, I'm here. I can do it. You know how the little kid in school, and they, oh, I got the answer, I got the answer, I got the answer. That's what God is saying. I got your answer, I got your answer, I got your answer. And we're diligently looking at it, reading the book and grabbing this and looking online. And going, he's going, I got the answer, I got the answer. And sometimes we do. We just need to stop and say, yes, Lord, speak to me. You know, and then give him that 2 minutes. And I am sitting here, and that's the song said, I am waiting on you. Everything else has to wait. I am waiting on you. And then we do that periodically through our day. Actually, we did it every hour on the hour. Whoa, our lives would drastically change. And I know that that's a lot. That's a big step. But he wants us to start making these big steps because he's a big God. He wants us to start seeing things not like we used to do it. Don't look in the rearview mirror anymore. You know, look forward, because that's where the new thing is happening and that's where we are going. Otherwise, we will find ourselves thinking, just being so overwhelmed. When you see yourself overwhelmed, then you have not taken full advantage of all of the benefits that are yours. And remember, the scripture says, forget not the benefits of the Lord. So when we become overwhelmed, we have forgotten a benefit, and we need to say, Lord, you know, what benefit have I forgotten? What is it I need to stop? Because we shouldn't be overwhelmed. We may be busy because he'll keep us busy, but he says certain things you get busy, then certain things you pass off. I got to do this, and you do that part. Here, Lord, you do the rest. You know, he says, and he did say, let the light of my presence shine on you. Because this light, and we say that, you know, as we leave, you know, may the, what is that we say at the end of the church? And his countenance, you know, fall upon you. And we say it, but do we really understand what it means when the light of his presence, when he shines upon us, that it should soothe us and strengthen us? We're being soothed and strengthened. That's like we're being, we're not like, but we're being ministered to daily and moment by moment, because he says the light of his presence shine on them so that you can see your way forward. He said, I got the light. I got, this is how you go. Don't say, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Well, then ask him, Lord, how am I going to do this? Don't you say how I'm going to do it. Let him say, how am I going to do it. So, We want to present that to you for your consideration, ponder over it. See what he will show to you. See what he will take to you.
Amen. Thank you, Overseer. Thank you for just sharing those words of exhortation. May we be lifted in our thinking as we reflect and ponder on that. And actually, as we ponder on that and we take time to identify the things that have so easily distracted us by the demands of either ourselves or others or God, however it is perceived, when you look at it in light of this exchanging of wineskins, this receiving the mountain mandate, our new mountain assignments, what are some of the things that make getting a new wineskin seem tedious, or make obtaining the opportunity to obtain new wineskins seem daunting or not appealing. When we consider our mountain mandate, when we consider, before we consider in light of our mountain mandate, in light of the gift calling and anointings on our life and the responsibilities that come with them, okay, and the responsibilities that come with that, what do we even see? Oh, my goodness. What do we even see as, have we identified our wineskin, our new wineskin? Have we identified the anointings and the giftings that we are taking to these mountains and the skin and the grace that are attached to it? So if we use something very tangible, as we prepare to spiritually and physically relocate, what can't go?
What did you say, Alice?
What can't go, and what gift are you taking with you to be in operation? And where will you see that gift? What mountain will you see that gift in operation or on? Anybody? I can tell you what gift I'm not taking. Blog Talk. Whatever, everybody. All 15 of y'all just follow around that ain't saying nothing. You want to hear the word of God, you'll show up at 150 East 124th place. Okay, so but that's the gift I'm not taking. I know I didn't ask what gift were you not taking. I said what gift are you taking, but that just came to mind.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. We can hear you. Hello?
Speak to us.
Yeah, I'm not taking Blog Talk. Did people get disconnected?
I'm here. Pastor Rogers is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm
here, Patricia Wright.
Blog Talk is excellent. So all these people on Blog Talk, we better start talking.
You know, Apostle, one thing I was thinking about, Apostle, you know, as we keep studying this, the whole new wine concept, one of the things that came into my spirit was, well, first I had to reread the scripture because I honestly got stuck because I didn't know the scripture identified the wine as new. And so I questioned that because there's really no such thing as new wine. When you think about the process of making wine, it takes years and years and years to create this wine. And so I guess I proposed that question to the Holy Spirit. And what stuck out to me was, well, what makes this wine new? The only thing that makes this wine new is that it had never been poured out before. And so the Lord just began to say that there are outpourings that God is waiting to release on His people. So it's new to us. But it really has always been part of God's original plan. And so when we embrace the concept that the reason why, you know, are we waiting on God, is God waiting on us? And what makes this wine new and fresh is that it is an outpouring that we've not yet experienced. And so I think that that makes it exciting for me. And then I had the question then, so why a new wineskin? And one of the scriptures that the Lord brought to my heart was Psalms 139. And out of the voice version, it says, "For you shaped me inside and out. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. Long before I took my first breath, I will offer you my grateful heart, for I am your unique creation, filled with wonder and awe. You have approached even the smallest details with excellence. Your works are wonderful. I carry this knowledge deep within my soul. You see all things. Nothing about me was hidden for you as I took shape in your secret place, carefully grafted in the heart of the earth before I was formed in its womb. You see all things. You saw me growing, changing in my mother's womb. Every detail of my life was already written in your books. You established the length of my life before I ever tasted the sweetness of it. And so that helped me to embrace the new wine concept, because then I realized that there is some things about me that in this process has to be shed away so that I can embrace an outpouring that he had considered way before I even existed. Like, he knew in his, you know, when you look at, like, just hearing as you shape me in secret, like, that did something to my spirit. Like, there are some levels, there are some gifts, there are some things about me that I don't even know about me, but God is fully aware of it. It says, you even know the smallest details with excellence. Your works are wonderful. I carry it, but it's deep within my soul. And so the only way that I'm going to be able to embrace it, it's conceived within me, but it's not received by me because I have to be shed from that wineskin so that I can embrace this outpouring that God has, you know, strategically designed. Like, you know, so in my head, it was like, you know, all right, when this shed, I can get this outpouring. You know, he saw all things. He, look, it says you saw me growing, changing in my mother's womb. Well, you know, I'm not in my mother's womb now, but when we think about the church, you know, as the church being the mother, I'm still within the church. And so there is a growth. There is a maturity. There is a calling. You know, I think I was the one who was fighting this whole ambassadorial thing. I can't even pronounce it. But, you know, as the revelation, so I'm in the mother's womb. I'm in the church, and I had, you know, apostolic grace to be leveled to this place of an ambassadorial. Now that I, you know, I had to understand it, I knew the place. And so I guess, you know, for me, I got excited from that perspective that what makes this wine new is this outpouring that I've never received. And I am that, Lord, pour out on me. I'm that cry. I want to see a move of God in my generation. I want to see God's hand move in my generation. But I also, I get now that when that outpouring, which is going to make that wine new for me, is a direct result of how he shaped me inside and out, how he knitted me together in my mother's womb, and he, even how I'm knitted together now in the womb of the church. I'm knitted together now in the womb under an apostolic and prophetic house. There is a level in us that we have to continue to grow so that we can receive this next level of outpouring. If you study, you know, the life of David, which, you know, we wear out in scripture, I know sometimes, but David had these three anointings, you know, when he was anointed king, when he was anointed a priest, when he was anointed a prophet. So he continued to grow in this place. And even, you know, when we look at the life of Christ, the Bible says that he grew. He grew in stature, both with favor and God. We saw him growing at 12. We saw him growing when he was at the banquet and did that first miracle. You know, we see him grow in the Garden of Gethsemane when he had to have another level of shed to go to that next level, to get that next level outpouring. And so I think that it becomes even more relevant and significant when we see that these outpourings, God, they already existed, you know, and what's going to make that wine new is the fact that it's about to be poured out. So, and I think even what we've been talking about, I want to see a new pouring in 2020. You know, we are leading with our seed now, and so we wait to see how God wants to pour out, and we embrace it, how he's going to pour out in our new church, when we're not in our own place to worship. And I think one of the things that you ended with, and I'll be quiet, was, you know, what stops us, you know, and I've been kind of on that trick too, is it really is our view. We are so limited with our street view. We only see the street view. We don't understand that there's an aerial view. And then even if you was there Sunday, God just began to talk about this satellite view, you know, this view that's even beyond what you can see. And so sometimes I think what stops us from moving forward in the mountains, what even stops us from shedding all this old wise skin, is our view of it. But when I begin to think that God has the GPS view, he has the satellite view of my life, and now he is challenging for some levels to shed, it's because when he shaped me in that secret place, when he was forming me and knitted me, he knew every detail about it. So this wine, this new outpour, it's like a tailor-made suit. It is fitted for me for this season. And if that suit is tailor-made, I may not be able to get it with the few pounds I got on now. So as I shed it and embrace that, I understand that it was fitted. It was knitted for me. This outpour was fitted for me in this season to be released for ... This mountain has been calling me. It has been embracing me. You know, every creativity in me, every unspoken, written, play, song, whatever, you know, as a prophet, the medium mountain is calling for me. And ... as is for everyone else that is listening, that mountain was created. Let's shed it. You know what I mean? Let's shed it. Let's embrace that shedding process, because that, when that, and if you have a pop wine, you know, not that I have, I'm just saying, I've seen it on TV, but when you pop that cork on the wine, it's coming out, you know, and it's going to pour, it's going to splatter on whoever all is around. And so seeing it from that perspective, as if it's been in that bottle all that time, and saying, I'm useless in this bottle. I need to be poured out. Even the wine needs to be poured out.
Hello?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Oh, no problem. I was listening to you pour out the wine, and then it got quiet. So, let me tell everybody, got drunk off the spirit of the new wine. I don't know. I'm giving up vlog talk. So, continue, prophet, or close us out in prayer, whichever cork you pop.
I'm getting drunk off the spirit. So if I'm learning a lot on Blog Talk, so I'm going to speak up for myself. I don't know about the others. And mind you, what I'm taking with me is I've been praising God and praising God. See, it was one thing to know God in a way that I felt that I was entitled, I guess. But now I know God for who God is. You know, you love God for so many different reasons. But just to love God because he's God, that's something that when the prophet was talking, I was ready to holler. But I was like, maybe I'm just supposed to listen. You know, sometimes we just be still and listen. But the joy of the Lord still is my strength. And then when I think about everything that God has done and everything that he's showing me, and he just say, oh, give thanks. And then whatever you want to give thanks to, he's done so much. I think it's in Psalms when he say his mercy endureth forever. And since I was a child, I always been with grace and mercy. But I never was able to really lift up and praise God. I've been a person that sits quiet and I meditate and I'm praising God that way. But now I can run around the church. I can jump up, you know, and release. And I said, I'm going to take with me, in fact, the Holy Spirit is going to take me to our new place. You know, I'm just going to be that porter. Those words that I have learned, I'm going to allow God to let them manifest in me. And then let the people, wherever I am, outside, because I'm looking for outside. I didn't look those 3 miles each way and found out it's a river on this side. But, you know, when we go to these 3 miles and we let the people know who we are in Christ, I'm looking forward to this new wine where I can share it with others. You know, this new wine just wasn't important to me. It's important because I have a privilege to you know how, like, when you celebrate and you toasting at a wedding and everybody gets something, it's enough for everybody. So, you know, sometimes we may not feel that we can say Prophet Henderson is saying, but I'm not going to hold back. When God gives me something to say, I'm just going to say it. Long as I know the Holy Spirit is saying do it, if I sound like Moses or if I sound like Aaron, long as it's being heard that it's God that does it. And I enjoy Blog Talk. Whatever I'm doing, I try to arrange things that I can make it here to get online, because it's always something good to hear from other people that's really lifting up the name of Jesus. And we have to know that we're here together, coming together, because God said it. If two or three come together, then we're here be in the midst. So I'm meeting you guys here that I can meet Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit. And I understand that when you're doing something and people feel like they don't want to participate, like Jesus even said, I came to my own and my own received me not, you know. But this one person that's really enjoys it, and I'm letting you know, Apostle, we're going to pray and participate more. We're going to lighten up the line and I'm inviting others to come and be on the line. So
amen.
Let's not give up. We're going to increase. That's what we want to increase.
Okay. Amen. And I'm just going to say amen. Okay. Well, Overseer is going to take a survey next week, because this week is 8 o'clock. But just so you know, next week the question is going to be, why are the people on the line so silent? I do appreciate all the texting, the saying it's very muffled. And so when it's muffled, you guys just got to let us know that you don't hear us well, so that we can see if there's something we need to adjust on this side, even though... understanding that, you know, today it may be muffled just because of the weather and things of that nature. So definitely thank you for that feedback. We appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. And so with all of that in mind, I don't have any life assignments for you all. I don't know if Prophet does or Overseer, but I want to encourage you, if you're on the line and you haven't registered for the experience, register. I know we always say you don't want to miss it, but we don't want to miss you. So we want you there. We look forward to worshiping with each of you on this Sunday, the first Sunday in November, the month that, you know, is officially that Oh Give Thanks to the Lord month. So just want to come excited and thankful and grateful for all that God has done, is going to do, and will actually and will continue to do so. As Paul says, at the very remembrance of you all, I give thanks. So that's going to be my prayer request. Well, Paul said it. I'm just repeating it so that it's his testimony. It's my prayer. So, amen. With that in mind, Prophet, now that you're through laughing.
Yes.
Can I make you through laughing yet? You want to close us out in prayer?
Yes, I can definitely close us out in prayer. I do encourage you to continue to embrace and open yourself up for the outpouring of God. God is waiting to pour out on us individually and also collectively as a ministry. There is some things about you that you don't even know about you that he created in the secret place while you were in your mother's womb and while you are in the womb of the church waiting to grow, waiting to be elevated to a new place in him. Look for the detail of God on your life and allow what he made so excellent be displayed on those mountains. You're going to shine bright like a diamond. And so I'm excited about what God wants to do in and through us individually and collectively. My prayer for you is that you will no longer be limited by the street view of your situation, but you will embrace the aerial and satellite view that God has for you. We are excited about your today. We look forward to growing in your tomorrow and hear the apostolic words of the apostle. It is a privilege to worship with you. It is a privilege to be a part of the detail of God that's on your life. And so, Father, we thank you. We give you all praise, glory, and honor for what you have done and what you are doing. Thank you for being such a detailed God. And thank you for allowing the process, the firmament of this outpouring to come. And thank you for every place that you are shedding in through us and off of us so that we can embrace this new wine. What makes it new is the outpouring of it. And we look forward to bringing to pass the word of Revelation that says, now the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and he shall reign forever. So thank you for the prophetic people that are on this phone that will bring that scripture to pass by shedding off, embracing the new, and rising to the top of the mountain, giving all glory and honor to God. May a new gift, may a new secret about them be discovered and be revealed this week, and may they come rejoicing on Sunday, waiting to tell all what you reveal about the great gift that you so crafted in detail and secret as they are still being birthed in the womb of the church. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.